The morning news just brought word of a 100-year-old rockfish taken by a fisherman in the Bering Sea. Fish that old or even older are routinely caught, cleaned, and consumed. Well, here's a tip from your friendly marine biologist. Never eat anything older than your grandmother.
Marine biologist and off-ramp commentator Milton Love.
Remember your grandmother? She was that sweet, smiling lady who covered everything in her home, including Gramps, with plastic sheeting. Well, I'm here to tell you that some of the world's best-known fisheries, such as those for orange roughy and many species of rockfishes, concentrate on fishes that are older than she. These fishes may be 100 or even 200 years old. And while it may be perfectly fine to quaff 100-year-old brandy, 1,000-year-old eggs, or kimchi that has sat underground for millennia, catching and eating really old fish is tacky at best and really destructive at worst. First, doesn't it just seem kind of, well, disrespectful to dine on a fish that could have voted for William Jennings Bryan in 1896, 1900, and 1904? Assuming, of course, it had favored free silver. But apart from the sheer funkiness of it, the problem with eating a 100- or 200-year-old fish is that it just doesn't make biological sense to catch and eat older and larger animals. Most importantly, there's now evidence that large female fishes, fishes that scientists are proud to call buffs for big, old, fat females, seem to produce offspring that are healthier and more able to withstand the rigors of ocean life than the offspring produced by young females. The larvae that boffs produce tend to have larger energy reserves and thus are able to cope with less food than the progeny of younger mothers. The problem is fishing tends to catch the big fish first, leaving the smaller females to produce hapless kids that tend to die early. Once you catch most of the big females, a population composed mainly of sincere but inept small females may be in trouble. In fact, it can be argued that there should not even be fisheries for species that live for a century or more. This is because long-lived species tend to reproduce poorly. Think about it. A female fish's whole reason for being is to successfully reproduce herself and a mate. Fishes that live, say, 150 years will mature when they are about 20 years old. Now, on average, a 150-year-old female might have cranked out maybe 100 million larvae in its life, just in order for two offspring to survive to adulthood. What that means is that nature has given these species 100 years or more just to reproduce themselves, and the Methuselah moms, with their superior larvae, are the key to it all. So what is a fish eater to do? Heed this advice from your friendly marine biologist. Eat species that live fast and die young. Sardines, for instance, are kind of the James Dean of the piscine world. None of your long adolescence with cranky behavior and pink-dyed scales for a sardine. No, they mature when they're a few years old, they spawn throughout much of the year, make a graceful exit a few years later, and they're great in a little tomato sauce. Science marches on. For Off-Ramp, this is Milton Love.